welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. We're in the dining room of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual Mackinac Policy Conference, which is back live after 2 years of disruption because of the COVID-19 pandemic. All the politicians, business leaders, and philanthropic leaders are here. Lots and lots of media are swarming around as well, and we are talking to all of them about why we do this every year, why we come to Mackinac to talk about the state's challenges and problems. Are there things that we can solve here that we can't when we're back in Detroit or Lansing or Grand Rapids? Joining us now is someone who is at the nexus of a lot of those questions. She is the governor of the great state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Governor, welcome back to Detroit Today.
I'm always glad to be with you, Stephen.
Yes,
Thank you.
It's good to see you. First question, why are you here? Why do we do this every year?
Well, you know what? I know it's an unusual thing to leave the city of Detroit to talk about a lot of the
Detroit
Regional Chamber. But,
right.
You know, when you do that, people don't go home at night. Yes. They end up having conversations that you might not have elsewhere. This is an opportunity for me to have a lot of meetings that are very difficult to put together, can be very efficient here, and listen to people that are thinking about these tough issues that we're confronting, mm-hmm. build collaboration, and get things done. And that's why I'm here. I've always found these, if you actually attend the programming, which frankly not enough people
not
do
enough
sometimes
people do.
When they get here.
Yeah.
There are great thought leaders who are trying to solve problems and can partner, and yeah. that's all of our goal, I think.
So what's on your agenda this week?
Well, you know, I am going to be giving my keynote. Mm-hmm. We're talking before that happens, but this layer after it happens.
Right.
But I want to focus on, you know, the what we've done to get here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff happening. We got a lot of challenges yet to address. And what the vision is going forward. We want to think about not just one administration, not just two administrations, but what is Michigan going to look like for our kids and for potentially their children, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to have long-range thinking. We've had to deal with crises. We've had to live in the moment. But we also got to do some long-range planning. We can do both. We must do both. And I'm excited about the opportunity in front of us.
Yeah. So we have this unusual revenue situation in Michigan where we've got all this federal money that has landed in our laps, but we've also got more revenue from state sources than we anticipated. There's a lot of people saying, spending spree, right? Let's go fix everything. It's more complicated than that, but talk about how we should be using this money and how we maybe should not be using this money.
Well, I think you're asking a really smart question, and it's one that I think, you know, is important as I have dialogue and negotiations with the legislature that I always have in the back of my mind. We've got to make strategic decisions, and we can't build a structural deficit. We can afford to give people some relief right now,
Yeah. And
I'm interested in doing that. I'm not interested in games or talking points. I want to get some money in people's pockets who are struggling to pay the bills or struggling to gas up their car. But we got to be thoughtful. We've got a lot of one-time dollars, mm-hmm. and as every person knows, if you get a sudden influx of one-time dollars, you don't mm-hmm. obligate yourself to something that is going right. to cost you for the next 30 years.
Sure.
So we got to be smart about it. But we can afford to give people relief right now. We can get a budget done that prioritizes education and health care and closing the skills gap and the fundamentals. We can do both. We got to do both.
So you say give people relief. What, in your mind, of the proposals that are on the table, which one makes the most sense?
Well, I've suggested that we do like a $500 tax rebate.
Yeah.
It is a way that we could move fast and give people relief now. What the legislature sent me about a month ago wouldn't even have gone into effect until 2023. People who are struggling right now don't need a promise of some help a year from now. They need help right now, and that's why this tax rebate is probably the fastest way we can help folks. Perhaps there's a sales tax on gas elimination we could do that would take some of the heat off at the pump, but ultimately that would miss people, some people that are struggling right now, like folks that aren't gassing up their cars or riding the bus because they can't afford a car, right?
Sure, right?
They need relief too.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the problems with this, though, is it's an election year. So it's not just that citizens are eager to get some relief. You got politicians who want to say, hey, I gave you that relief, so you should go pull the lever for me in November. Talk about the negotiations with your Republican colleagues, who are pretty worked up about the idea of tax relief as well. Should this not take place in the election context? Could we wait until after November to really think about this?
Well, a couple of things. We got to get a budget done. And the fiscal year starts October 1, but we know school's fiscal year starts July 1.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to get this budget done. The legislature changed the law a few years ago. They're supposed to have it done by the end of June. They've not yet met that legal requirement.
They're working on it.
hopefully this year's the year, because there's important investments we have to make. And to achieve our goals, schools need to have lead time to hire the tutors if we're going to give them the resources for individualized learning, which is what I've suggested. Our municipalities, same. They're going to hire additional people to help keep communities safe. They need to know what they're working with, and they need to get to work. So time is of the essence, and certainly not everything needs to be decided before the election, but getting a budget done and getting people relief right now are paramount.
Yeah. So it is an election year. You are seeking re-election. We don't know yet who you'll be facing on the Republican side, but give me the pitch. Why should Gretchen Whitmer be the governor of the state of Michigan?
Well, tough times call for tough people, and Michiganders are tough. We've been through a lot together. There are a lot of good things that are happening in our economy right now. We've made historic investments in education. We're closing the skills gap. 250,000 more people have health care today than when I took office. 13,000 lane miles, 900 bridges, and we are putting our foot on the accelerator. There's orange barrels everywhere. And we're making, we're on the cusp of additional announcements of around jobs and investment in our economy. So we've got some real challenges in front of us, but we're making progress, and we got to put our foot on the accelerator.
Yeah, 4 years ago, you said fix the damn roads, and that got lots of people very enthusiastic about you being governor. Did we deliver on that?
Well, Michiganders know this has been decades of underinvestment, and you can't undo decades of underinvestment in the span of 4 years or even 8 years. But we are making progress, and as Secretary Buttigieg said yesterday here, Michigan's in a stronger position than other states because we've been focused. It takes engineering. It takes planning. I mean, this, a lot of work goes into translating these dollars into fixing roads. We're in a stronger position. We're going to continue to move fast, but when people are out there and they see those orange barrels, I hope they remember, number one, slow down. Because those orange barrels mean jobs, and that's men and women working
and
on the side of the road.
People working there, right? Be careful.
It's dangerous. Yeah. But also it's a sign of progress. I know we're going to go from griping about potholes to griping about construction, but construction is a absolutely positive sign.
It's temporary. It's temporary. Yep. Yeah. All right. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, always great to see you. And thanks for joining us here on Detroit Today.
Thanks, Stephen.